Test 1, 2, 3, and just say a little something, Sissy.
Test 1, 2, 3.
All right. Again?
Test 1, 2, 3.
There we go. All right. Okay.
Yeah, a little something.
A little something. There we go. There we go. Okay. There we go. A very special exhibit opening April the 2nd. It's Winchester Frederick County's involvement during World War I, and it's all being set up by our Winchester Frederick County Historical Society. Here to tell us about it, two special guests, Sissy Scholl, Executive Director of the Winchester Frederick County Historical Society, and Gene Schultz, who's on the Board of Directors of the Society. Welcome to you both. Sissy, I'm going to start with you. A word about this exhibit and what we can expect.
This exhibit is focusing on Winchester and Frederick County's involvement during World War I. We do have items associated with our World War I veterans, and we have uniforms, photographs, letters. We're also focusing on the home front. The ladies of Winchester really stepped up. They rolled bandages. There was a knitting guild. They did whatever they could to promote patriotism during that time, and we're also collecting photographs of World War I veterans.
Perfect. Now you can slide that over to Gene, and again, this will all be edited out, obviously. So, and
please
up close there, okay. And Gene Schultz, already an incredible exhibit that's awaiting to. Already an incredible exhibit that's going to be opening on April the 2nd, running through the 31st of October. But you're looking for more help from the community and our listeners.
We have been working on a project where we have helped to recover bronze markers that were placed along what was to be called Memorial Avenue, now Hanley Boulevard, in 1924, Armistice Day 1924. The community recognized 49 men who had either died during the war or who had died in the 5 years after the war by putting a bronze marker in front of a red oak tree on the way up to the brand new Hanley High School. So
wow.
It was to be the community's memorial to the soldiers. While we've been doing the research on the 49 soldiers, we have uncovered a number of topics that we'd really like to see some people help us with on fleshing them out, getting the stories, helping us to find additional pictures, any supporting letters, documents, and things like that. So, yes.
Excellent, excellent. So some of the areas that you'd like to focus on are like the medical community.
Yeah, the medical community was incredible because we have identified three nurses from the Winchester Memorial Hospital staff who enlisted very early in the war, and Two of the hospital units they joined were some of the first Americans to get into France. One enlisted the end of June, and she was at a British hospital by the end of July.
Wow.
And that included the transportation time to get across the Atlantic and across the Channel and to get oriented, and she was dealing with soldiers right then. We have doctors from Winchester who went over. We've had what a lot of people don't recognize is that the United States lost more troops to disease than they did to combat wounds.
Wow. Wow. And not all volunteers ended up on the front line. Some ended up in Vancouver.
Yeah. There was a group of men from here who had experience with timber, who were drafted and sent to Vancouver Barracks on the Columbia River to harvest spruce wood, specifically get spruce, because airplanes were built out of spruce, and the military needed it. And we know we had two groups went out of here in January and February of 1918 specifically to harvest lumber.
Incredible, incredible. And Sissy mentioned the home front will be part of the exhibit, and there were women growing food here.
There were not only women growing food here, there were women harvesting food. The British had a women's land army, and the Americans, once we got into the war, replicated what the British were doing, and there was a group of college students out of New England who formed the basis of a land army One's father was a general. One's father had been a military attaché to Vienna. And these women got together. We're looking at two different groups. One came in. They picked peaches in Loudoun County, came over here, worked on Apple Pie Ridge, picked over 60,000 bushels of apples on Apple Pie Ridge before moving on to harvest corn. They were supplemented by a Virginia group, Virginia Women's Land Army, that was from here in Frederick County. And we'd love to get more information on that land army and the activities they were performing.
So anybody listening right now that's maybe heard family stories about relatives that served during World War I or involved here on the home front, they need to get in touch with you guys. And Sissy, is the best way just to go to your website?
Yes, please just go to our website at winchesterhistory.org, and contact information will be available on the website. So we would love anything that you would like to share, any family stories, letters, nurses' uniforms, anything. We would love to see that.
All right. That's winchesterhistory.org. The exhibit opens April the 2nd, runs through October the 31st. It's going to be on the lower level of the Hollingsworth Mill, which is right next to the Abrams Delight Museum. Sissy Scholl is executive director, serving on the board of directors. Gene Schultz, thank you both for being on the Community Corner.
Thank you.